so romantic.
How fantastic!
Miss Brown.
What?
We split up. Well, that was fast. Well, not every relationship is meant for marriage.
Some are strictly affairs.
Bill Dunbar, he'd be an affair. Let's talk about that, Miss Watson. You don't believe in withholding, do you?
No. I do, however, believe in good manners. But for you, I'll make an exception. That's what we're supposed to do for married students, right, Betty? Professor Dunbar and I are not having an affair.
Did you have one with William Holden?
Connie!
She asked about Bill Dunbar.
How did you hear this?
Oh, it is true! Oh, Betty, I told you!
Oh, Betty, I told you!
Won't you regret never marrying?
Well, there's still time. Well, I guess I assume that I will at some point. I'm just not going to plan my life around it.
And neither should we.
I didn't say that.
Well, you did to Joan. At least that's what she told me.
What are you saying?
She knew you and Tommy were seconds away from engagement, and still she practically filled out your law school application.
I didn't say that.
She's been accepted.
Betty!
Now she just has to figure out a way to tell Tommy.
Why don't you do it, Betty? You seem so good at butting into other people's business.
Funny. That's what they say about you. Spencer, do I look all right?
Yeah, fine. I don't have a lot of time here. Can we speed things up?
It's a bit grouchy. All right, here we go again.
All right, go ahead, Louise.
Wellesley girls who are married have become quite adept at balancing their obligations. One hears such comments as, "I'm able to baste the chicken with one hand and outline the paper with the other." While our mothers were called to the workforce for Lady Liberty, it is our duty, nay, obligation, to reclaim our place in the home, bearing the children that will carry our traditions into the future. One must pause to consider why Miss Catherine Watson, instructor in the art history department, has decided to declare war on the holy sacrament of marriage. Her subversive and political teachings encourage our Wellesley girls to reject the roles they were born to fill.
Slide. Contemporary art.
No, that's just an advertisement.
Quiet. Today you just listen. What will the future scholars see when they study us? A portrait of women today? There you are, ladies. The perfect likeness of a Wellesley graduate, magna cum laude, doing exactly what she was trained to do. Slide. A Rhodes Scholar. I wonder if she recites Chaucer while she presses her husband's shirt's slide. Now you physics majors can calculate the mass and volume of every meatloaf you make. Slide. A girdle to set you free. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does it mean? I give up. You win. The smartest women in the country. I didn't realize that by demanding excellence, I would be challenging. What did it say? What did it say? The roles you were born to fill.